Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, August the 14th. Can you believe it? We're already the second week in. I cannot believe where the time is going. As I always say, what's going on, Father? Where are we going? Time is going by so fast. Anyway, I'm so glad that it's Wednesday because guess what? I get to hang out with you guys. And I miss you so much all during the week. I'm still praying for more time, more days to come so we can spend more days and time together. But you keep on making us one of the number one internet shows and it shall come to pass. But anyway, again, as always, tune in, tell a friend, tell a coworker to just keep on chiming in and connecting with us on, especially on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, the Facebook page, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and also on Instagram, Gina R. Prince. You can always connect there. And don't forget, you can actually go and download the app, BBS Radio app. We have an app and you can connect with us all the time. You can just go and download that app and follow us and listen to us wherever you are, anytime. And you can listen to archives and all of that stuff. So it's really, really a cool thing to have in your smartphone. You don't want to not have that. So anyway, let's go ahead with the show because we have so much going on. I'm super excited about it. Let's talk about the weather. We have in DC, it is 83 degrees, partly cloudy. Our high today is going to be 86. We're expecting some scattered thunderstorms later on this evening. Also in Jacksonville, Florida, you are mostly sunny, 88 degrees. You got thunder showers coming at 95 degrees this afternoon. And so be prepared for that as well. London, you have your showers right now and you are at 62 degrees. You're waking up to partly cloudy and it's going to be 58 degrees. Let's see, Los Angeles, you are 64 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 86. You got sunshine all afternoon long, which is amazing. Columbia, South Carolina, you are 88 degrees right now and sunny. Your high is going to be 94. And again, you have expected thunderstorms coming this afternoon. South Australia, you are 52 degrees right now and you are clear skies. You are going to wake up to 50 degrees. A lot of wind is going to be going on. Kenya, you are 86 degrees, partly cloudy. You got thunderstorms coming around 4 p.m. your time, and you're going to wake up to 71 degrees in the morning. Hawaii, you are partly cloudy, and you are partly cloudy right now, and you're going to wake up to 55 degrees with partly cloudy. Puerto Rico, you are 80 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 81. And yeah, that's it. So if I did not name your continent, your nation, your state, your city, listen, you're good. No matter what the weather is, God loves you and so do we. And remember, no matter what is going on in your neck of the woods, no matter what's happening, God is still in control. Okay, I just want you to know that and hold on to that. Believe that with all of your heart. Okay, let's see. Now, I want to go ahead before we go into ministerial moment. We're going to take a break with our sponsor. So we'll be right back after this message. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Yay! Anyway, I love that book. But listen, this is the scripture for ministerial moment. Okay, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. So I love this. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through 11. I love it because every day God gives us brand new mercy and grace and mercy And I love it when he says, when we are weak, he is strong. So many times we fight so hard to be so strong. And I don't mean being strong to overcome things or standing still and watching the salvation of the Lord. I'm talking about the times where we are weary, when we're fighting the scripture that says, don't grow weary in well-doing. Well, we all have grown weary at some point. Some things have hit us. Some things have happened, traumatic situations, some disappointments and things like that. And we feel like we just got hit in the gut, you know, and we have to encourage ourselves to get back up and remind ourselves how good God is. But what I love about him is that we don't have to pretend to be strong with him. You know, we might have to stand still and in the face of our adversaries and things like that and be humble and not say a mumbling word like Jesus did. He didn't say anything when they were doing all these things to him. And he did it all for a greater cause, which is for our salvation. And so our life is not our own. And so whenever we are growing into this, when we're ever presented or coming into a weak point, this is an actual time where God can actually show himself mighty. And I love that because he always says that the Bible says is that the battle is not ours, it is his. So instead of taking it on and trying to fight and fight and trying to do it in our own strength and wearing ourselves out and growing weak and mentally, emotionally, and physically, we just have to tell the Father what is going on with us. Like, okay, I'm tired. I don't feel well. I feel exhausted. I don't even feel like praying today, but I know I want to. You know, I don't feel like reading the word today, but I know I need to. I know it's nourishment to my soul. I mean, he knows you know. It's not that he doesn't know that you know, but he also knows what you're going through. He also knows that this is an opportunity for him to show himself mighty in your life. And it's not even just for you. It's just for it to be a testimony. Maybe someone is watching you that you don't know is watching you, but they're not really watching you. They're watching what he's doing through you. So it's always about giving him glory. So I just want you all to just know there is now no condemnation in how you feel. If you feel that way, don't condemn yourself. Just go to the Father in your time of prayer and just say, I'm so tired, but I know that you can provide me supernatural strength. I know that when I am weak, you are my source of strength. You are strong. When this is falling apart, you are the mighty power. You are the mighty hand that can put the pieces back together. So I just want you to be encouraged about that. I just think that so many times we get caught up in what everybody else looks like. We don't see what's going on behind the scenes. We don't see, you know, the pastor crying out to God and saying, I'm tired. I want to give up. This is hard. We don't see these things. So we admire and have admiration for those in leadership and even our prayer partners and things like that. And we think that everything in their life is going so peachy keen. Well, let me tell you something. I can assure you that all the people that I talk to and all the people that I know, everybody's going through something. It's just a matter of how you deal with it. But everybody has some challenge going on. At least I know from one spectrum to another. So you're not alone, but it's just about you just being honest before God, just being his child, just come before him, trusting him like you would your mom or your dad. Like, you know, you need a hug or you need some advice. That's who you can go to. You can go to him and he will provide for every need, because guess what? Everything you need is in him. Everything you need is in him. And then he promises to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. So not only are the things that you need in him, but even some surprises that you didn't even know that he even considered you for is in him. So just allow him to just give you that testimony. Allow him to, you know, strengthen you so you can be that overcomer, that victor, so you can tell all about it and he can get all the glory. All right. This has been Ministerial Moment, and we're going to be coming back with Charisma publisher authors Pat and Karen. They have an amazing book out, and I'm so excited about them coming and joining us. They are a wonderful team for the gospel and giving God all the glory. So I'm super excited about them coming on to tell all about their brand new book they have called Restore the Roar. And this is so important. Charisma House authors Pat and Karen, they're going to be joining us. And also we have Jeffrey Hill joining. He's a financial consultant trainer. He's going to be joining us. And also, you know, Gina G, comedian, is going to be joining us with Trenton T and What She Say. So we will be right back after these messages, and we'll be joined by Pat and Karen. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you, and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, family, this is Javon Inman, and you are now listening to Dr. Radio's Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey, family, this is your man, Javon Inman, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
He did great the second time. Amazing. All right, you guys, joining me now is Pat and Karen. Hello and welcome.
Good morning, dear friend. We hope you're doing amazing.
Good morning. We're so honored to be on the show.
Good morning. Please, please, please tell everyone your last name. I didn't want to say it because I am horrible with that, and I didn't want to mess it up. So please tell everybody your last name, please.
Dr. Gina, it is Schatzline, and S-C-H-A-T-Z-L-I-N-E.
Schatzline. That's how you pronounce it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes,
well, Pat Karen Schatzline.
Just think of treasure or Shakti. Shakti means treasure.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I'm so glad that you guys are joining us. We're like sisters and brothers with charisma, so I'm so glad that us authors can come together and share the gospel, and we can, you know, help each other out and just, you know, be able to get the message out even the more. I read a little bit about this brand new book, and I'm so excited about it. It looks like you are really, really, really changing lives with this, with the message that you have in this book, and that is such a blessing. Giving God all the glory. Restore the roar. What is that all about?
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit began to speak to us. We wrote a book about a year and a half ago called Rebuilding the Altar, about how to have encounters with God. And then right after that, my precious wife of 28 years, you know, we've traveled the world about 3 million miles and preaching all over the world and written all these books. And what happened was fear came to our front door because Karen was diagnosed with leukemia, and God did a radical miracle in her. But at the end of that, and she can tell more about that, Holy Spirit came to me in a hotel room, and he said, what happened to your roar? You know, it's so easy to backslide after the battle. It's so easy to lose your hope after the battle. But fear, it really is the embryo of courage. And God began to teach us about the restoration of the roar. Amos 3:8 says, as the lion roars, so the prophet speaks. And God had to use that situation to restore our roar to defeat fear.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about the process, Karen, that you overcame.
Well, I was actually, you know, we had just moved to Fort Worth, Texas, and we were traveling full time, traveling all over the world. And all of a sudden I just started developing symptoms that I couldn't explain. And went to doctor after doctor after doctor, and finally was sent to an oncologist who confirmed, you know, what no one ever wants to hear, and that was that there was cancer in my blood, which is a rare form of leukemia that they diagnosed me with. And so in this process, you know, we're traveling, we're ministering, we're you know, leading people, you know, to the altar. You know, God had just brought us to that point, you know, of rebuilding the altar and going in and sharing that with people. So in that moment, fear decided to knock at our front door. And so we were faced with a decision to give in to fear or to rise up and to dig into the word and see what God had to say about it. And what we found was that fear is just a learned or perceived aberration or a hallucination that grows into an absolute in our life. And we don't have to cave to the fear and the lies of the enemy. That fear is just courage waiting to be awakened. And so we went into this full-on war and battle to defeat fear in our life and to overcome and conquer the diagnosis that had come into our life.
Wow. So what would you suggest? What would you tell someone that's struggling right now with, you know, whatever disappointments, whatever negative, bad reports or whatever they're going through in life? Because like I was saying in ministerial moment, it's a lot of people really going through something right now. And it may not be as severe as this, but it's a lot to them. You know what I mean? And what would you suggest to them if they just lost their voice? They just don't feel like it even matters anymore. Like I did this. I've said that. I prayed. I cast out demons. I did all of this. I worship and I'm here. How would you encourage them to get their sound, their roar back?
Oh, it's such a powerful question. You know, one of the things that I've realized is that if you're not coming up against the devil, it's because you're flowing with him. So if you're under attack, number one, you're a threat. Number two, sitting Christians hatch hypocrites. And if you're going to live somewhere between amen and there it is, if you're going to rise up, if you're going to get to heaven with nothing left to do, you have to allow your faith to step into a level called trust. One of the things that God spoke to us through this whole process, and God radically healed Karen's body. It was miraculous. And really, we just touch on that a bit in the book, but we talk about how the shadow looms, how the Bible says all good and perfect gifts come from above where there's no shadow. And, you know, I'm reminded of how what we used to do when my son was little. He's a youth pastor out in California now, but we had a bottle of water that we put the word Holy Spirit on it. When he would get scared at night, we'd just walk in with a bottle of water, walk through his room and pray. It sounds cheesy and silly, but we were teaching him how to grab the weapons, and it would defeat that fear. But there's a moment where if you're listening right now and you feel under attack, you feel weary, you feel exhausted, you feel defeated, there's a moment where you have to step up, and you've got to brag through your fear. You've got to praise through your fear and realize he's not walked away from you. God is right there with you. And I'm going to let Karen share this because there's a powerful formula that the Holy Spirit gave her on how to defeat fear. And folks, if you're listening right now, this will absolutely transform your life.
Well, yes, because when we were faced with that diagnosis, there was one morning, and when we're faced with difficult situations in our life, sometimes it becomes some overwhelming in our life, and we can't feel like we can't fight through. And I had one of those mornings during the battle, and I got up, and I felt like it was overwhelming and I didn't know what to do. And I went to my prayer closet and I began to pray. And God led me to the scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, that says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And, you know, we have read that since we were children in children's church and Sunday school. And it becomes just this thing that we throw out there. And so I spoke to God and I said, God, I get it. I understand you didn't give me fear. And he spoke to my spirit and he said, you're right, Karen, I didn't give you fear. But what did I give you in its place? I gave you an arsenal of weapons to defeat fear. And he gave us those three things to defeat fear. They're actually weapons: power, love, and a sound mind. And when you research those words, power is, of course, dunamis, which means dynamite, but it's the ability to walk in miraculous signs and wonders, the ability to change the course of events. It's actually the ability to change the atmosphere. And so we have the ability to step into a difficult situation, to call on God and change the very atmosphere. But he gave us love. It says in the Bible, perfect love casts out fear. And the reason it can cast out fear is because it is the very characteristics of God that we can. It says in 1 Corinthians that it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. But then he gave us a sound mind, which is what most of us need most of all. And it comes from a combination of words starting with sophroneo. And it means a mind that has been delivered, rescued, revived, salvaged, protected, is no longer affected by illogical, unfounded, and absurd thoughts. And when God brought me to that recipe of formula for defeating fear, that I could determine with my sound mind what is real and what is a lie of the enemy, and I can step in at that point with that knowledge and change the atmosphere through the power and the love and the sound mind that he has given me.
I love it. And it's so important for us to really tap into that love. I think, you know, love casts out all fears, you know, and so when we tap right. into God's love, it changes so many things for us. And that's the thing that the enemy keeps us away from, especially when, you know, with condemnation and guilt and shame and hurt and disappointment, he'll keep on reminding right. us of all of these things to keep us away from tapping into God's love. And it's not that we have to work for it or anything. It's just a belief. Believe it. And he's so loud, but we have to silence him, right? And how would you say, I want you to tell the people, how do they silence the enemy and be able to, you know, connect with God's love in such a way?
You know, Dr. Gina, we so deeply respect you because you bring hope to people, and hope deferred makes the heart sick. And, you know, one of the things that Karen and I began to realize as we walked through this process is we've helped about 40 or 50,000 people take back their health. We've, you know, minister to so many people, but they don't realize that there's a priest and king on the inside of them, not just a priest and not just a king, there's both that live on the inside of them. And there comes that moment where you begin to say, one of them is being held back by fear. Maybe it's the launching of a entrepreneurship or stepping into that destiny, or maybe it's stepping into ministry and a new anointing to write books. And so here's what we tell them. We tell them there is a moment where you begin to rise up and you say, wait a minute. Fear loves to lock me in a cage, but really, when God's standing there, the door's never locked. It was just sitting there waiting for me to push through it. And we tell people, rise up, begin to walk in that place, and go from faith to trust. I'm going to let Karen tell you what the difference in faith and trust is, because it will wake people up. It's what God spoke to her. Karen, do you trust me? It wasn't about her faith, because she already had faith. But then, and by the way, since we've launched this book in a week, we have had miracle after miracle coming
wow.
out all over the world of people being healed, people breaking fear off. I mean, crazy reports like we've never seen with any of our books. But tell Dr. Gina, Karen, what faith and trust, the difference is.
Well, because so many times when we face these situations, we think, God, I believe in you. I know who you are. And before I got diagnosed, he actually spoke to me in my prayer time and said, you're about to walk through a difficult and uncertain season, but do you trust me? He didn't ask me about my faith, because we were beyond that, because faith is a result of our encounter with him. I had already encountered him. I knew who he was. I knew he could heal me. I knew that was who he was, but he asked me about my trust.
Come on. That's good.
Trust goes a little bit further, because trust is a result of our relationship with him. It's a result of his reputation, and his reputation has never been questioned. He has never walked out on us, never left us, never abandoned us. He's not a man that he should lie. And what he was asking me was, Karen, how about you open the memory book of our life together?
And come on, that's good stuff.
I have always been there. I have always been with you every step of the way. Why would it be any different right now? Do you trust me?
You know, the lion.
And you know what? And we come up against that challenge so many times after we done seen God do it over and over and over again. So many times we've seen it and experienced it. We've seen angels around us. We've seen so many things that he's done to show himself mighty. And still, time after time, it's just how do you remind yourself in that time? You just have to, like, shake it off. I mean, because sometimes you're just numb. I'm being you know, there's people out there that don't know, and these are some of the questions. How do you, when you know all of this and you're in that zone, how do you shake yourself out from that frozen numbness that you're in, that shock value? How do you shake out of that? Does it take a process? Does it take, like, help me, Jesus? Like, is it just one word? What does it take, you know, to just get out of that?
I'm gonna Well, and that's what Holy Spirit said to me. I was in a hotel room, and he said, "What happened to your roar?" And I said, "Lord, I don't have a roar. I've lost my roar." And he said, "Well, the wicked flee for no reason, but the righteous are as bold as lions." And I sat up in this hotel room, and, you know, the opening chapter of the book is, we didn't want to write this book because what you write about, you're going to fight against. But through the process, all through God's word, he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said, "I need you to roar." And I said, "Lord, I don't even know what that means." You know, and the Lord began to show me, a lion roars to mark its territory, to let the world know I'm right here. That's praises. A lion roars to show its strength. You know, a lion can roar and you can feel its roar 5 miles away. If it's by a Jeep, it can shake the bolts loose. The third reason why the lion roars is to declare it's hungry. The fourth reason is to declare protection over what it has. And I'm telling the mamas out there, the dads out there, the aunties, the grandparents, there's a moment where you rise up, you walk through your house, and you get your praise on. And the lion roars in the morning and the evening. When does the Bible say to light the altar? Morning and evening. If you'll praise him in the morning, if you'll praise him in the evening, the rest of the day, right in the middle, will be filled with nothing but his presence. And so
I'm telling you the truth. That is nothing but the truth.
Well, and there comes that moment where you begin to rise up and say, "No, no, I am not living here anymore. I have been called to greatness. I have to walk. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm a temple and not a shack. I took the for sale sign down." And there's that moment. And that's what God had to do with me. We had come on the other side of it. Karen was in Brazil preaching to 25,000 women. I was in Charlotte speaking at a minister's conference. Holy Spirit says to Karen, "Your blood is healed." On stage, at the exact moment, Holy Spirit says to me, "The storm is over." All of a sudden, we come home. The doctor walks in and says, "I don't know what to tell you, but your blood is perfect." He's taken her reports to oncologist conferences saying, "What happened here?" But I'm going to tell you what did it. Because it's Hebrews chapter 12 in the prayer, the hall of faith. Even because the Bible talks about all the miracles, but then there's a small section down at the bottom that says that many did not receive their miracle. Folks, if you're listening right now, here's what I want you to know. You got to praise him regardless. You got to praise him whether you feel like it or don't. You don't. You walk through your house and declare, "Wait a minute, I'm not living in this place. I am called to walk in the anointing." You're a mobile upper room. When you walk out, walk into rooms, demons ought to be diving out windows because of who lives in you.
Absolutely. Well, this is amazing. I know everybody. Hello, can you hear me? I'm so glad that everybody is enjoying this because this has been a powerhouse segment right here. And I know Gina G has a question for you. She wants to come on in. Comedian Gina G, meet Pat and Karen.
Hello.
Hello, Comedian Gina G. We're glad to meet you.
I have been over here listening and just getting so much encouragement. I did have a question. Now, for somebody that is in a fear in their state of their life right now, what would be a good scripture or for them to start reading to get them, you know, on the path of letting go of that fear? What direction would you point them?
Well, you know, one thing that I learned through all of this was, like Psalm 18 tells us, "God, you floodlight my life. I'm blazing with glory. I can smash the bands of raw attackers, jump over obstacles. Every God direction is road tested. Everyone who runs towards him makes it." I want everyone that is listening to understand all we have to do is run into his presence. And I think in the middle of circumstances, so many times we think it's just about us. But if we will realize that it's not just about us, it's about those who need to see us survive. Psalm 34 says, "Yet when holy lovers of God cry out to him with all their hearts, the Lord will hear them and come to rescue them from all their troubles." Psalm 23 tells us, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And what that tells me, when we realize that it's about surviving so that we can rescue other people, that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're going to walk through valleys, we're going to walk through dark seasons. But when we grab as many hands as we can to lead others to the light, that's when we start to see our freedom in the distance.
And I think the verse that is our life verse is Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep in perfect peace." Peace is not an emotion. It's a place you choose to live. "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Let me just tell you, if you'll take 30 seconds when all that noise happens, when all that attack comes, when all that hell comes at you, and you just stop and you say, wait a minute, I will think of the good things of God. He keeps in perfect peace. You have to choose. There's a reason why he spoke to the storm and all he said was peace. Mm-hmm. He didn't say storm stop. He just said peace. And there's mm-hmm. a moment where you have the authority to stand up and scream peace that passes my understanding. That is my life verse that kept me through the whole process of when Karen was going through this and we'd get out of bed and I'd tell the Alexa place around it through the whole house. And, you know, we tell a story in the book that after it was all over and done, we were really exhausted because the sister of fear is lethargy. She likes to come and visit after fear. And we're down at the beach. We're at our place at the beach. And all of a sudden we hear music. Next thing you know, we go to the sliding glass door at the beach. And there's a group of women out in front of our condo unit praising God. And we're like, what in the world? And they've got tiki torches lit. It's crazy. But they're singing Surrounded, that song. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And we fell on our knees. We said, God, look at you giving us a kiss on the other side of the storm. If you'll hold on, there's a reward on the other side of the storm to show you that he was actually there the whole time.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, tell everybody where they can tell them the name of the book and tell everybody again what the name of the book is and where they can follow you on social media.
Yes, absolutely. It's Restore the Roar or RestoreTheRoarBook.com. Go get this book. It will rock you. It will bless you. RestoreTheRoarBook.com or just Restore the Roar. And it's Pat Schatz, PatSchatz, is my Instagram, and Karen's is Karen Schatz Line. Karen, and then Schatzline. And we are so honored to be on here with you. Thank you for the life and the breath that you're breathing into people every week. We just love you.
Wow. I love you too, guys. Where are you going to be at next? Where anywhere in the world? Are you going to be anywhere anytime soon where you want everybody to know about?
Absolutely. Next weekend, we're going to be at Covenant Love Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And last weekend, we're in San Diego. But they can go to raisetheremnant.com and see the whole schedule. This weekend, we're in Charlotte. So we're in North Carolina 2 weeks in a row. And then, I'm trying to think, y'all know what it is. And then we're in South Africa and Indiana. We got crazy schedule coming up, but it's always that way. And we need to all come together and just praise together.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I'm going to call you because I have an event coming up at the end of the month. Do you know where you're going to be at August the 30th around that time? That Sunday or that Saturday the 30th, the 31st?
Let me see right now.
We are going to be the 30th, the 1st. We're at
We're going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
You're going to be in Fort Lauderdale.
Christian Life Center in Fort Lauderdale that particular Sunday on September 1st. And then the next week we are, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at Daystar Church, my brother's church, where they throw down.
Listen, I'm going to stay connected with you guys. You guys are always welcome to come on. Anytime you got something to talk about or whatever, you can just give me a call. I have your number and I'll text you my number. You can reach me out through social media, whatever, but I can call you and text. I can text you my number and you can let me know if there's something else that you feel like you want to share with the world on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And we would love to have you. Gina G just let me know that she loves them. Tell them, Gina.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you.
We are honored to be back on and just be able to share because we can just feel that we have the same spirit.
You know, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were with Pastor John Kilpatrick down in Daphne, Alabama, and saw 19 confirmed miracles. Here's what I want to say to everybody. You just ask Jesus. You cannot walk through hell and come out the same. And when you when you've been through something, that's a great indication of what God's going to allow you to minister to.
Wow.
And so see the end result of how you punch the devil in the eye as you go, you know what? I'm going to heal somebody. What tried to kill me, I'm going to use to minister to someone else.
Come on. That's a word. That's right. I receive that.
That's right.
I receive that word. Well, listen, it's Amen. A pleasure. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Like I said, you're welcome anytime. Yes. You're family now. We love you. We're going to keep praying for you guys. Keep doing the work of the kingdom for God's glory. We just thank God and just may the blood of Jesus continue to cover you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. And we just thank God for his warring angels and guardian angels and ministering angels being encamped around you. We pray for traveling mercies. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to make me start praying in the Holy Ghost. So, all right, we
got
to get off.
Oh, there's definitely a connection. It's definitely a godly connection. I definitely feel the Holy Spirit, and I love that. I love that connection. So anyway, again, we can go on and on. We got to have you on again then, so we can just pick a specific topic and just start healing folks throughout the radio land, throughout all the world, just right here within this hour. So we'll try to plan something like that, and we'll do that. I think that's what we need. We need to do that. Give a little of that. You know, would you be willing to do that?
We do anything for you. We feel covenant, and we feel covenant, and so, and it's too early in the morning to feel covenant, but I feel it, and because I'm, evangelist, we don't even. I've asked for the rapture to happen afternoon, and so, I just feel the presence of God.
Yes, we would.
Did you hear that, Gina? Yes, that was good. That was fun.
Listen, if I can't get my makeup on early, I mean, it's got.
That is hilarious. Okay, guys. Well, listen, follow them again on social media. If you missed anything, the archive will be up later on this week, and you can catch everything. But this was an amazing time with God. I just thank God for you guys so much. I don't want to hang up, but we have to. I don't want to, but I have to.
We love you. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you, guys. And I'll text you soon after the show.
Bye-bye. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, too. All right. So this, Gina, we could have went on with them all day.
We could have went on with them all day. Their personalities, you know, it's just that brings a lot out when people, you know, when you speak to people about ministers and people of God, you know, that it always seems they're going to be so stiff or just, you know, have all these judgmental things to say. But their personalities and their laughter, and you can really, really sense it through the phone. So I enjoyed them a lot.
They were just loving God and just wanting to help people and encouraging and everything. It's just such I just love that. I love today's show. But you know what? It just gets better and better because guess who we have joining us? You know, it's Jeffrey Hill's time with Financial Five. He's going to be giving us some financial tips. Jeffrey Hill giving us that Financial Five. Come on, Jeffrey Hill. Give us that Financial Five.
I swear y'all are a trip. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Financial Five. This is Jeff Hill, CEO of Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm. Later, I want to start off with a question. What is special about August when it comes to parents and kids?
They go back to school.
Yeah, exactly. Back to school. So this is going to be, I guess, the college edition of Financial Five. So there's a lot of people who are going to be first-time freshmen, and you got some super seniors and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of different ways to pay for college. Now, many of you have probably been hearing all the reports that the student loan debt is I don't know how many trillions of dollars, and it absolutely is. So it's one of the largest debts of the United States of America, student loans. And that is amazing, okay? So what I want to do is just kind of tell people a few tips of things to look for when you're getting ready to plan for college financially. One of them is a 529 plan. Now, a 529 plan is a college savings account. One of the reasons why people like it is because it's designed to help you save for college. It is specifically earmarked for college. Now, there are pros and cons to any kind of thing you could do. One of the cons would be you don't know where your child might want to go to school at. So if you are using an in-state 529 plan and they want to go out of state, that could be a bad situation for you because now you can't use that money anywhere you want to go. Now, the good thing about a 529 plan is you need the tax deduction, okay? Now, here's a loophole I'm going to give you guys. I use this idea in an article I wrote a long time ago. Let's say you didn't plan early enough. Maybe you didn't have the extra cash to put aside for your child's college, but now they're getting ready to enter that whole phase of life. Well, what you can do is you can either use a Coverdale, which is an education savings account, or a 529 plan immediately. So you don't necessarily want to write that check directly to the college. You want to let it flow through a 529 plan or an education savings account to get that tax deduction. If you're going to be paying for it anyway, you might as well let Uncle Sam reimburse you some of that cost. Now, for the people who have a little time on their side, there's a good tool called cash value life insurance. You guys hear me talk a lot about that on the show sometimes. And one of the things that I like about it is it's an invisible account. So when you put the money in that account and you let it grow, nobody knows that it's there. You don't have to put it on the FAFSA form, which is really important. Because the people who have tried to be good stewards and prepare for their children's educational expenses, you kind of get dinged a little bit when you've done it. Because on the FAFSA form, which is a form everybody has to fill out when they're going to college, they want to know how much money you have in the bank, what do you have in your 401k, what do you have saved for that child's college. Well, you got to disclose that kind of stuff. Now, that could potentially disqualify you from any kind of money you might have been eligible for your child's college. But in the cash value life insurance plan, that money is absolutely invisible. Since it's in a life insurance wrapper, it's life insurance, but it's still liquid cash. So it's a really good tool when you know how to use it. Why is all this important? If you look at the cost of college right now, the average public cost is about $20,000. And the average private cost is about $46,000, but that's not the true cost of college. It's about a $5,000 ticket on top of that because you have to look at all the extra expenses when you go to college. Now, guys, I don't know how you were, but when my parents dropped me off, they gave me $40 and said, good luck. And I spent that first $20 the first day on pizza and a T-shirt, and I had to figure out how I'm going to make this $20 stretch for the rest of the semester, which is why most people pick up jobs. You got student loans, which is reason why we're in a big debt crisis now, because people say, I got access to money. Well, my parents didn't give me a lot. Let me take out these loans. And it's all fun and good until you have to pay them back on the back end. And let's talk about scholarships real quickly. Again, there's a lot of affinity groups out there. For example, in my family, we have Native Americans. Well, Native Americans get a lot of perks when it comes to scholarships. And I'm not going to go into the history of why, but just know if you have at least an eighth Indian in your blood, you need to be trying to apply for scholarships, because very possible you can literally get everything paid for just because you have some Indian in your blood because of everything the Americans did. So if you want more information on scholarships, go to myscholly.com, myscholly.com. That's an app that I saw on an episode of Shark Tank where this guy came in and tried to figure out, well, how do we make the scholarship application process simpler? So he created this app that allows you to search for scholarships and apply, making it way more affordable instead of having to pay $50 to $150 per scholarship application to apply for. So again, myscholly.com, myscholly.com. And if you need me, because you don't want to have to navigate all this stuff by yourself, just text me. Text advice to 33777. Again, that's advice at 33777. You can also find me on social media, HFG Inc. on Instagram or Jeff Hill Speaks on Instagram. If you go to Facebook, type in the Hill Financial Group Inc., it'll come up. I'm on LinkedIn, so you can find me. In worst case scenario, just shoot me a text message or an email, jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com, and the number is 501-291-0708. Ladies, you got to get these kids ready for college because somebody's going to pay for it regardless.
Somebody's got to pay for it, but I'm checking for Indian. That's all I'm
saying. I don't blame you at all. I'm trying to figure out if I can go back and get these loans taken care of.
He said an eighth Indian, Gina. I am on the hunt. I'm about to get my ancestry shit.
Right. We need an ancestry or my genealogy. Whoever the rest of these people are out there.
I knew my hair looked different in the water.
A game when it comes to paying off these student loans because they don't go away like anything else. They are with you.
Oh, no, they going to hunt you down. They want their money. They want it. Well, Jeff, you tell everybody where they can connect with you and everything. They got all your social media information.
Yes. The best thing to do is if you can't remember all that information, just text advice to 33777, and I'll be able to have your contact information, and we'll just help you plan through this whole process. So you don't have to do this stuff by yourself, because it can get really intimidating when you're first going to college. If you've never done it as a parent or as a student, there's a lot of stuff you got to go through. A lot.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeff Hill. We appreciate you. Until next time.
All right, ladies. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good day. Now, we're going to take a commercial break, and comedian Gina G got some trending tea and what she said. So we'll be right back after these messages, and she's going to take it away.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, One Thrill, the player of the world, famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. For sure.
We got to let him just do his thing. He can say whatever.
Yeah, he was slow. That's right. All right, Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G, get the Trinity.
Well, honey,
why
this trending.
I'm singing everything today.
Trending. You're singing everything. We're going to have to record these jingles now, Gina. Okay, we got to get extra 10 cents off of your vocals. Okay. ASAP Rocky was found guilty of the assault over there in Sweden.
Oh, boy.
He was found guilty. I mean, you are on tape. But he will not do any jail time, which, I mean, hello, he already did. But he's not sentenced to do any jail time, but he will be on probation for 2 years. And he has some hefty fines that he has to pay. So I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't stay out of Sweden, just stay out of all them countries where you know that you can go to jail and have, what they say he was eating, porridge. Ain't that what the three little bears had? Porridge. They said they did them wrong in Sweden, Gina. But, hey, you do the, what they say, you do the crime, you got to do the time. There's a university that has banned beef to help the climate change. It's very interesting. But if you want to go on CNN and check it out on their Instagram page, it's the University of Francis Corner. They are going to stop the sale of beef that is in London. So no beef burgers, no burritos, no anything with beef. They are trying to get the climate under wraps. I don't know what the beef is going to do, but we going to see what it's going to do. Illinois, they are passing a new law requiring the LGBTQ history be taught in schools.
Oh!
Honey, child. Now, I have nothing against the LGBT. I gotta make sure I say it right. The LGBTQ community. I have absolutely no problem. But I just need to know what type of history you're going to teach my child. I just need to know. You got to let me know. I'm trying to figure out the history. What type of history are you going to teach my child that's going to, help him better in the future? So that's what I want to know. It's very interesting. I have mixed feelings about this, Dr. Gina, because, you know, they're trying to kind of put it in with, like, slavery and, I'm kind of weary. I'm on a different little line when it comes to that because I'm just confused about what is going to be taught to these children about the LGBTQ community. So that's interesting. I would like to have some people kind of DM me and let me know their thoughts on that, because it is something that is very serious. And once they pass the bill, I mean, it's going to affect our children. It's going to affect everyone. So I would really like to know what everybody thinks about that. So inbox me or DM me so we can read those questions on Facebook Live or something. We'll figure it out.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just like anything with sex education. You know, you want to know what they're teaching your kids. Yes, I think that's a reasonable thing. You know, I don't know. This thing is just like, I mean, it's really... It's a lot going on. It's a lot. And I don't mean no harm, but I just feel like, you know, just like there, I don't want them teaching my kid, you know, how to have sex or things, you know, certain things that are pornographic and things like that. Not saying or comparing the two, but what I'm suggesting is that I just don't understand why it has to be. I don't understand that.
Yes.
I just don't understand the history about it. Like,
right.
I don't understand the necessity of that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I need to know. Just what are you teaching these children? What possibly, I just don't know. So, you know, we can get this on a Facebook Live is what I was thinking. If you know, if you guys wanted to inbox us, you know, and kind of let us know your thoughts on that, because our children, you know, they are our future. They're the ones that are standing up for gun laws right now and, you know, all these mass shootings and these school shootings. So our youth is very important to us and important to this country's future. So I just want to know what this is kind of all about. You know, what are you going to be teaching our kids? That is my question.
I would like to be them to learn more about police brutality or something like, I don't know, the history. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That just kind of rubbed
Me
a little
bit. Cut,
go ahead, Gina. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a little bothered by that.
So I don't know how we're going to do the police brutality, because Black History, my son, they don't even have Black History Month, day, a draw among the Sakine. They don't have any of that in school anymore. So it's just, I'm just confused about where this is going to take place in history. So,
we shall see. All over the place.
So, you know, the Whopper has the Impossible Whopper right now, the meatless vegetarian burger. So now Subway is testing a meatless meatball sub. This meatless plant-based craze is going all over the world. Now, Subway is like, look, we want in on the meatlessness, so we're going to come up with a meatless meatball sandwich, which I don't even know how popular their meatball sub is.
My son loves their meatball subs.
well, let him know that it's getting ready to be meatless, so be prepared for that. We want to wish the Halle Berry, the beautiful, beautiful, and talented Halle Berry, a very, very happy birthday. She is 53 years old today. She don't look a day over 18 still.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Halle Berry.
She does
Halle
look good.
Berry. So, and also just want to give a shout out to Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish has a new series on Netflix entitled They Ready, which is an all-female lineup that she's given girls opportunities to have a stand-up special on Netflix. These are some of the women that she grew up doing. She came up with doing comedy, and
wow,
she lent out that olive branch, and she reached back and grabbed some girls that she told them that she was going to grab them and give them a chance, and she did. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend, go on Netflix and watch the They Ready by Tiffany Haddish. I mean, she's got Shantae Wayans, she's got Marlo Williams, she's got some ladies that I've never even seen, but I'm so glad I've seen them. So big shout out to Tiffany Haddish for reaching back and pulling some people up with her. That's how you're supposed to do it, people. When you blow up,
I love it. So what she say? You got something to say
A little bit, because you know I got this new little wig. I mean, if you are following me on Instagram, you have seen my new little wig that I've got for $12. So my what she say is going to be switch it up a little bit. Don't let him go find somebody else. Let him cheat with you. Go to the beauty supply and pick you up one of them $12 wigs and just bust in the house somebody different. Just say, you know what?
What color is it?
Girl, let me see. This is like a burgundy, grapeish bob with some bangs. Honey, I'm over here giving life. My husband said he was tired of the braids, so I said, okay. And I went to the beauty supply, honey, and $12 later, I was a new person.
Wow. Did you take a picture?
I did, and it's on my Instagram. You should see the video. Check it out. It's a new video up of when you get your wig in the mail. Because, you know, there's so many advertisements of, you know, this hair that you can buy. You know, hair that you can buy online and they'll ship it to
you. Is that the name of it, Gina, when you get your wig in the mail?
When you get your wig in the mail.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I got to look at it. Where is it at? Tell me and give me your Instagram stuff.
It is on my Instagram. You guys know my Instagram. It's Gina G Too Funny. Gina G, the number 2 funny on Instagram. And Gina G T-O-O funny on Facebook. Check it out. And switch it up. Just switch it up a little bit. You never know.
And you guys, you know that we are on Alexa and Google Play. So all you got to do is say Gina's Radio Chat on Alexa. And and then on Google Play, say BBS Radio. But anyway, don't forget to do that. Download the app, BBS Radio. And listen, we just love you guys so much. It's so much coming up and going on. Gina's got a show coming up. I got an event coming up. We'll talk more about that. And we're looking forward to you guys for next Wednesday. This was a great show. Thank you, Karen and Pat. You guys rocked out completely. That we've got to have you back on. And also, Jeffrey Hill, you always give us some amazing financial tips. Thank you so much. And Gina G, you always bring that tea, girl. And it's just been a great show. Thank you, Doug, for being such the super producer. And we just love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Follow me on Gina R. Prince Instagram. You guys are helping me out with that a lot with those numbers. And also Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I see you guys are starting to catch on. Maybe it's just like a lot of people not on Facebook anymore. I don't know. Maybe people are going on Instagram. But anyway, if you're still on Facebook and you're checking for Facebook, go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and follow us there as well. All right, you guys, as always, we want you to be encouraged to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you as always. And tune in next Wednesday because you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.